This week's parasha, Kisotzo Ir Yamim Rabim, the Locha Malel, the Tafso, as you're fighting, waging a war, Losashka says Eitzah, you can't destroy, Lindochel of Garzan, Kimimena Seichel, Boiso Losichus, Ki Odom Eitzah Sodlo Vofenech Motza. Rak Eitzah Sheteida, Ki Lo Eitzah Meichelu, Oiso Sashkus, of course, when it's a Motza Lir, she was saying, Mechama Chama Adreditah. Okay. So it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to go ahead and destroy a fruit-bearing tree, lois sashchis. So you overlap what's called baltashchis for cutting down a fruit-bearing tree. In fact, Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the Mitzvahs, says that he's masig on the Ramban, that the Rambam didn't count. So if you look in Mitzvah Vav, he says, he says, besides Moisef Alalav, it's Esav Aloysa. So it's both Aloysa and an essay. So Takat upon him, the office goes into, let's say a person wants to go ahead and cut down a fruit bearing tree in order to go ahead and build a sukkah, in order to make schach, need schach, right? We'll see, obviously, from the Gemara that you don't, you just can't do it if you have a choice. But let's say he's in a place, he has no other trees. All he's got is this fruit-bearing tree. Is he allowed to cut it off for mitzvah? So he says it goes into esse dechaloisa. It's a loisa for esse. Oh, it's a b'chpash. This is about it's not be'idna. He says it himself. He says not beidna. So the whole, so he goes into this shaila. We'll see it soon. Let's first see the Gemara, right? Amar b'chanina, lo shachis shivchas bri. Says the reason my son shivchas, Rashi says not son of shivchas, was nifta el de kotz teinasa b'leizmana, that I cut a teina tree, right, a fig tree, not in its right time, meaning that when it should have been. When it stops giving off bearing fruits or trees after a certain while, they don't bear fruit anymore. Amar vina v'yema mu'ula b'damim. So Gemara says over there, im ha'ya mu'ula b'damim. So Rashi says, dam of yekarim lebinyan, yesa m'shevach peresim. In other words, let's say he can make $1,000 a year on the fruit, but l'maisa, he can use it, the logs are worth more. Some reason the logs are worth more than the fruit that's going to produce. So im hayu meula bedamim, so it's mutter. Tanya nami, and the Gemara brings a bright, so let's see the Gemara. Tanya nami achi, rak eitz hashateida ze ilan meichel. Ki lo eitz meichel hu ze ilan srak, that's an ilan that doesn't get fruit. V'chi ma'acha sheseifer, your larba is called dover mat, that tamla ki lo eitz meichel, haklim srak le meichel. That you marked him a srak, that when you have do that when you have a reason to do it, a srak before Michael, yochel afil meula bedamim. Let's say Rashi says lekoira for a beam yaisim a peres a srak koydim loy tamad loy merak ever psukim. I think more goes into a whole context. Shmuel aisel arisei tamre ochel tam behu time of the chamra. Shmuel tasted these figs, these dates, and he said they tasted like they were intoxicated. They had wine taste in it. There was a wine. They said like they were made wine. I'm like, my high, what's this special taste it has? It has this good taste of wine in it. I'm like, Beine Gufne Kaimba. It was planted among the grapes, right? And it took out the juice from the grapes. What? It's not. Yeah, let's say somebody, but it's not. There's no issue, let's say. It just in a way where it's far away, but it took away the taste. So he says, that means they're weakening the grapes. The grapes have become inferior, right? So next day, he brought them from the Rashi says, Makarshla and Ikram Kor, which is Rach Le'echel, Gadol Sav Shroshav. In other words, he was Ikarit Lagamre, that it shouldn't take away from this. But a koponim from here, it's Mashra also, which is really the Gemara beforehand. I didn't do the whole Gemara, that the Isser is, which is not to get to that Shir, but just to say it, in Shulchan Aruch Rav, he has a whole siman on Shmir Saguf and Nefesh and Bal Tashkis. So under at the end of it, he says Kashem Shetzarach Lizar Begufo Yishalol Avdol Kalkul. He has to take care of himself. Right, the Shulchan Aruch Rav has all the many things that you're not supposed to do because of sakana, not only physical sakana, but even if it's al piruchni, it's like to go between two women and so forth. Yes, it's interesting. If you have a Shulchan Aruch Rav, Choshemishbet, and then the Choshemishbet, it's just called, I don't think there's a simit to it, it's just called Din Ilcha Shmir Saguf at the end. Very interesting. Many things that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring, which is a question why, like peeled eggs, eggs that are stay overnight and so forth. So he says, Kashem Shetzarach Lizar Begufa Shalala Avda Velo Kalkaloi. Right, he's not allowed to be to himself, he's not allowed to hurt himself. He has to be careful in his property. Now, right? Now, it sounds like first he's saying is that you have to be careful of your money. It's a loss of money for you. So he says, he takes money. I was a few weeks ago in Bushkill Falls. You look, the whole place is full of pennies at the bottom. So I don't know. I don't know exactly what the guy might have this thing about throwing money into pools. But that's called Zerk Maris Ibud. V'chein makalka shah kol davar roi lanas bar bnei adam oiver b'leisa se. It says oiver lesa se. So he says, where im his zir, this is the Rav's own. I don't think there's a mucker for this. Im his zira toira al shel nachrim, shenilchamim emar, madach, you have to be careful that you're fighting with nachrim, not to cut down their trees, fruit bearing trees. Kavachem shisrol afilu afilu mishol hefker. Then he says, im hefker. You see from here, it's not because you go ahead and causing a loss of money. You're destroying an object, it could be used. In other words, stand if a person sees a peach on a tree, he takes it and throws it, he's over Bal Tashkis according to this. Right? I'm not sure, in these new ones, it's hard to know which is the Shulchan Aruch Rav wrote himself a ghost. The new ones that they put out has much more, so I don't know if it's his. But he says a nice word. If you look at the Rambam, I think we have it down later on. Yeah, look at the end Rambam. It's a Rambam called Ein Koitzen Yilonei Meichel Shuchutz Medina Ve'im Moinim Ehem Ames Maim Kedeshir Shoshenem Elo Sashkele V'kol HaKoitzetz Is Loike V'lo B'motze B'vada Kol Mokom Kol HaKoitzetz Ilo Meichel Derech HaShkos Loike Ava Koitzetz Now, which is the Gemara there? Mayim Mazik Yilonei Zachem Neishu Mazik V'sodim Neidom Av Yikarm La'osu Torah Elo Derech HaShkos. In those halachas, a little beforehand,
this is only talking about
So the Rambam later on Halacha Yud says V'lo Yilonas Bovad Kol Meshaber Kelim Kareb Godem V'Ariz Binyan V'Seis Amayim Mabed Machoz Deir Chashkosa Oyver B'Loisas Ve'Ein Oloik El Makas Mardis Midivreim. So the question is why Makas Mardis Midivreim? The Minchas Chinuch really goes into it. We're just saying B'Kitzur is not Negeya. So some Yishim hold that it's Taka Derabbanan the Medayik Taka that in the Lashon Rambam. Some in the Smak says it's Dicha Deraisa. So Shulchan Aruch Rav over here, when this goes over here, he says, Hikshu Mishumel, the Mishumel asks, I get only Makas Madras Dar Darabonin. So he says, the Fimashikosu come that you learn out from a Kavachoymer could be it's Ein Ein Shimin Adin. Where it's Kavachoymer, Ein Ein Shimin Adin. Yesh Lodim Bezeh a little, because Ein Ein Shimin Adin is usually, the Pnei Shuz you saw in the beginning of Kedushin, Ein Ein Shimin Adin is usually when you say a new Isser. Right? What's the case of Ein Ein Shem Adin? You have an issa called Achoysoi Me'aviv Lo Me'ima, and you want to be Mechash Achoysoi Me'aviv Me'ima. And like Taisa says, it's a different sug. If you make a Kavachoyim and including it in the thing that it's in, that's not called Ein Ein Shem Adin. It's not so posh. That's called Ein Ein Shem Adin. But that's how he learns over here. That's Lav Dafka that the Rambam means it's the Rabban. Okay, that's Negeya, just to know the basic halachas of Bal Tashkis. But a Kuponim, just interesting, I forgot to bring it. Sefer, there's a Sefer called Tshuva's Torah Lishma. The original one doesn't have the Shema Mechaber. Every Tshuva is signed by Yecheskel Kachali Yechves Nishchofches Lamed Yud. And nowadays when they're printed, it's from the Ben Ish Chai. Yecheskel is Begematria Yosef, Kachali is Begematria Chaim, Yosef Chaim, that was his name. And his grandson writes that being that there are those who say that a person should not write his name in Svarim, they do that. Certain Mechabrim did not want their name in Svarim, they wanted to hide their name. And certain one says, for Karet, you should have it, be Meramazit. So he did both, write his name with Gematrius. That's what it says. The whole Sefer, the first time I saw it, I don't know what it's talking about. I looked at the Agdama. So in there, he has a Shiloh. It's interesting. This is, Mishra Berurah brings it somewhere, not this Tshuva, but the Gei Halachos Yom Tov. He says, a person wants to light seven candles, right? He wants to light seven candles on Shabbos. So he says it's a mutter to do it. Why does it? He's wasting candles. So he says, no, there's an Indian of seven taka. We have different minhagim. People have, I mean, two is the Shulchan Aruch. Then the minhag ha'olam is to add, for some reason, every child, they say, the Velt says, no, if it's true or not, because if a woman misses, she adds once. Usually when she gives birth, she misses that Shabbos. It says, I'm minhag. But seven, he says, there is a minhag. He says, to represent the Shivas. He may break. He says, but what is this guy doing? He's putting in a lot of oil that it should burn through the whole Shabbos. So he tells him, he says, it's nice you're doing seven, but putting in oil is Bal Tashchis, because it's that you don't need it during the day. He says, I, by a bris, we put on candles by Pigeon of Ben, I haven't been in that many Pigeon of Ben, so I don't recall, but a bris, Taisus says taka minik to light, two different reasons to represent, because there was a xeris that he used to do it in order to know there's a bris, or kiner mitzvah to Torah or to represent that to mila he has Torah. There's a ramazim to that. He says so that's him. He says, but yomtiv, if a person stam will sit by a yomtiv table and put on candles, he says he's over the isra bal tashchis. There's no need, right? Some of us will tell our wives it's bal tashchis to have the electricity on, right? Right, because we need electricity, just put up the shades. Okay, so over there, that already, I imagine, is mutter. You know, electricity does add some kind of light. But he says, but during the day, to put that, he says it's about tashchis. Okay, so now the question is like this. What about for a mitzvah? Are you allowed to go ahead and do these things in order to do a mitzvah? So take a look. There's a pasuk in Nehemiah that the Gemara quotes in Sukkah. Ve'aviru kol b'chol Arayim v'Yushalayim lemar tzu'u ha'har v'viu alei zayis alei eitz. And Nehemiah says, Ezra tells them, alei eitz shemen, alei adas, alei tmarim, alei eitz avois, lasa sukkas kakosim. Leaves. Right. Okay, one sec, we'll get to it. So let's see what he says. The sanya. The sukkas teish, the closest pasuk gemara, sukkas shall call dove. You can make before the pasuk, sorry, sukkah station, the midst of sukkahs, sukkah shall call David. In other words, the sukkah could be made out of anything, right? We know that tfanas could be made out of. Rebuda ima ein sukkah negas el ba'arba minim shabalulav. You do a rebuda shita vadin naisa. Ma lulav shein neg belaylas biyamim. So, difficult kavachayma ein neg el ba'arba minim. Sukkah shein negas belaylas ke biyamim ein din shate el arba minim. Amr loy kol din shatadan tchilas al ha'achmeh. Vesayf al ha'akal ein din. It's a kavah chomer at the end. It's going to be a kamar kula loy matza, a very shver pircha loy matza arba minim ye yeshiv a bottle v'atayim amra b'sukkah station shivus yomus shukash kol dava v'chein be'ezra oimah meaning nechemya tzu ahar v'vilei as I said quotes the whole pasuk v'rabbi Yehuda sava hani these litfonis these things were used for tfonis. In other words. One second, Yanko. I'm sorry, Yanko. Walls, right. Corners are walls. One second. So it says over there in the Pasuk that they took that thing for Tfonas, Alei Hadas, Valei Eitz Avos, Leschach. Right? So when it means Alei Zayis, it means over here, obviously, the Kairos, the wood of Zayis. You see, right, that you use zayis and so forth in order to make the strong wood from olive trees. Mice says you have other gemaras hidla leah segefen. So you have to know if it means which part of it. But it's mashu pashtus. You talk about you took the etzem tree itself. You have also gemara a mishnah kates. You brought the whole mishnah. You don't need the whole mishnah that we did. Kates at silence of pesach mevin shvud shel vima. You take a spit of a spit. You know what you put the shall remind from a pomegranate. Like the Gemara explains, because otherwise if you use metal it gets very hot, and then it's called bishul aydei davar acher, but you use a rimoin. You have a Mishnah also in Talmud, when they used to use the maracha, they used to use wood. So Gemara says that the Mishnah says you don't use wood from zayis and gefen. So Gemara says hani my timer Rav Papa Amar Mishum de Katri, because they have ksharim on it. You know, wood, certain woods have what? Knots, right. It means, I guess, those little things on them. So the water gets in, and the water goes into these knots, and it doesn't get what? It doesn't get dry, and whatever it meant, the water goes into the rest of it. And Rabacha Bayankevaymer Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because you're going to cut down fruit, these fruit trees, and use them for the maracha, and memela, you won't have yishuv eretz yisrael. So Farish over there says, "Klaim yesh ben ksharim b'shul ksharim ain sarfin yam yofa umal anoshin to make derech kesher kosholach ve'ain sarfi umal anoshin ve'ain ze kvoid de shemakom la'alos etzim shein sarfin yofa l'mizbeach." And he says, he brings up gemaras like that. Rav Acha by Yankev Amar Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Vaday. Wait, it doesn't. Time of Kama Mishum Ksharim Epsulim. He agrees. Elafil Beloy Time Ksharim Bishul Dava Acha Hayu Menichen Aizu Mishum Aizu Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Shem Yisuf Vazeis and Fonim Lo Yimtzu Yayin Lishdais Veshemen Losach V'Techarav Eretz Yisrael. Right. And Rashi and the Mefarsh, I mean, says enough. Give me the Rush also says over there. Hold for me to read. Yesh k'shemem k'shem moitzian shem mayim ve'im etziyapshin yafim ve'inim chalak. So he's the one who says that, or the mala oshin like kitor. It's Rashi's learning, the Mefarsh is learning. Katri means mishum kitor because of smoke, but the Rosh is the one who learns because of k'sharm, the knots in there. And shum yisrael so ki harbe eitz. So in Mishum Melech, in Isurim Mizbeach, it's Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. So Mishum Melech quotes a Be'er Sheva, brings the two Pshatim, Ksharim, or this. He quotes a Be'er Sheva that the Be'er Sheva says, from this Gemara you see that L'chayre, the only reason you don't do it is because of these reasons. But otherwise, you would be able to do it because of a mitzvah. No, it's for a mitzvah, you'd be able to do it. In other words, you're allowed to cut. If it was not because you might be yayin v'shemen or ksharim, right? It means other fruit trees. It says in the Mishataka, they used this te'ena. So you're allowed to go and use it for the maracha. Is vice dais that you're allowed to use it for mitzvah. You're allowed to use it for mitzvah. So what bothered me is a lacha in Yardeya, Chelek Aleph, in Hilchas Kisi Adam, right? In Shulchan Aruch it says like this, and let's say, no reason. That's the Shaila. No, but Lamaisa, let's say, it's not worth as much money as you're getting out of it. Like, let's say wood is not as... If you were to buy this wood here, it would not be. The Gemara says Mu'ula B'damit. Is that called Ashkasa?
That I'm doing a mitzvah.
Oh, so that's the question. It's called, in other words, Lamaisa is wood costs you $10 for a schach. And the fruit tree is $1,000. So that's the question. So that's what he says from this Gemara, L'Chayritz Mutter. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that let's say someone's stuck. Right? Someone does the shechts of chicken, and he has no afer, right? He has no offer to be mechasif. So din is you're not allowed to shecht, right? Like the Mishnah says, a kvi, you don't shecht on yomtiv because you don't know if you could be able to be mechasif, and if it's chayv or whatever. Let's say you're not allowed to shecht if you can't get to, you have nothing to be mechasif with, right? So it says, let's say a guy's on a boat and he has no afer. Offer Afer could also be used, the Gemara says. So he can go ahead and take something and burn it on the boat in order to have in order you should have Eifer, right? Because Eifer is Nikra Ofer. That's a Gemara. Eifer is Nikra Ofer. So he's going to make a fire. The Gemara says he can be Shaykhik a Matchis and so forth. So the Beis Yosef says that if, let's say, he has something Begodim, let's say, to take his Begodim and go ahead and burn his Begodim or things like that, he's not allowed to go ahead and burn it in order to go ahead and do Kisei Adam. If the Svara is that for mitzvah, that's called, like the Gemara says, Mu'ula Badamim, why shouldn't it be allowed to go ahead and do it for the mitzvah? In Shulchan Aruch Rav, in Chassant, he says over here, at the end, B'med v'amum b'ksho isa derech ha'shchosa v'kilko, av menasa saka muta, im yef shesaka ade kilko zeh, right? That the Gemara said, let's say the Elans, Mazik the Karka, and so forth. By the way, in Rabbi Yudah Chosid, it says, that's not so, I mean, I think somewhere the Shulchan Aruch Rav rings it, that he says, being that you see that the Gemara says that, who was Rabbi Chanina said, the Shivchas B'ni was Nifta, it's an Indian of Sakana doing these things. And he says that a person shouldn't just rely on a simple Heta. Not so simple to go ahead and be over, at least Baltashkis on fruit cheese. But he says, this thing is mutter, or let's say you have a tree that's blocking your vision. Many times you have a tree starts growing, and it gets in front of your window, and you know, takes away light from the window. Right? So he says that's mutter. Again, it is kedai to ask, right? Or let's say it costs a lot of money to keep the uptake, and the upkeep, I'm sorry, is more, So he says over here that you're allowed to be serve kisa shulchan or serve beged lechasas dam be'efer kidei shiucha lishachdo lachla im ein la afa acher kagon shaholach besvina. So again, in the bottom over here, he says da hainu im a beged ein a shaver yoisa mina oif sheshachat and shesat. In other words, he says if the beged, he's clearing a beged, but it's not worth more. In other words, he wants the chicken. It's masha, not because of the mitzvah. He wants to take eat the chicken. The chicken is worth $10, right? His beggar's worth $5, and out the undershirt. So Mamela, he's burning that in order to have a chicken. That's mutter. Masha, that stam because of a mitzvah, it will be also. So I found that the Beis Yitzchak says, he says a maridika chiddush, because most achrenim say you're allowed to go ahead and do it for mitzvahs. So he says that you the riots we have are for at least I don't know about Rima and Shol Pesach are because you're doing it. Well, it could be for Dover a Cheftza de Kedusha. I know it's the Maracha, the wood itself has some Kedusha on it. The Sukkah, so we know Shem Shemayim is Chalal Sukkah. So when you're cutting down this tree, it's not the pshat you're doing cutting it in order to do mitzvah. You're cutting it in order to have something which has the shame of a chefta. And the offer doesn't have a shame chefta de mitzvah. You're taking offer and you're using it to be machasa. Masha enkein, this wood is once you're putting on the sukkah, it has a kedusha of sukkah or has a kedusha maracha. Then it could be tzmuta, which sheds a whole different light. Now in avodah, yes, shishvut shurima would be shver according to that, unless it means a rima that doesn't give trees any. You know, just or some takas say the yizich allowed to cut it, let's say a branch is where there's no wood. Right? Shvut Shurima. Over there, in the Gemara and Talmud, you see that you're destroying the Shemen and the Zayas. That was Shemen and Zayas. I'm Shuchanach Hilchas Kriya, Minchas Kinach, I'm doing in Hilchas and Emor on the midst of Tumas Kahanim, that he goes into Inyanei Avelis. So the din of Kriya. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to go ahead and be Kareya. Alameis, Yesu Medad, right? So the cotton, the Megillah Chinuch, Das Aritz Geis, the Koran Machmas Chinuch, Kamosha Mitzis. You machanach a child in a velus, it's Machoikis Rishainim, right? That you so Mamela in Kriya, you machanach him. I mean, the adults say there's no Indian of Chinuch because Chinuch is only something when it'll grow older and you hope the Mechatesi this should happen. You don't have to be mechanichim. So I say, no, right now, if he was a gadol, this would be the din. Right? whatever it is, this shittas that you do kriya. So some say, I think the Shach in the Kudas Kesef says that since it's mevatel avelus is mevatel Talmud Torah, so they didn't want to make avelus on a cotton because Torah of Tinaikas Shabbos Rabban is more important than it should be. It's a part of the Gazach. But the kriya, which is just the 1 minute thing that they do, but to sit shiva and make them not go to yeshiva, I don't know what the minig is nowadays. I'm not sure. Okay, but so Mela Kriya, so he says you should do it. He says, why not? Why shouldn't you do it? Minchas Chinuch goes into what's the big chiddush? Why? What's the whole deen? You shouldn't. Why not? Venerally, the efshka agam lo shaya chinuch, kiven da ata eino chay bekriya, imken makareya begodah shul kotten, bechinam, oiver al bal tashchis. Right? I the Gemara says, v'ay the kar shirai bekedusha and Shabbos, he says, in order to be mirmer, base efshadei makarno b'mokum de lo shaya chagmas nefesh, ki b'mokum de shaya chagmas nefesh, v'habas covered, ein ze bal tashchis. Avehecha de lo shaya chze efshadevi bal tashchis. Acharitz geyes daita kiven duhu mitzvah de chinuch ein ze ashchos klal. Right? Even since it's a mitzvah of chinuch, even though chinuch is not the reisa, mitzvah ika. A kapon nearly dafka of the chay b'chinuch. Ava oisim she'en chay b'chanach oisim. Let's say you hold, all right, we, the mice basket, no mother is chay. Let's say a chmona tzlan, a child has no parents, chmona tzlan, and there's no one who's, let's say we hold the chay b'chinuch is dafka on parents, not on any barrels. He says, meicha teisi, also lekwer lehem, da oivim alav da'ashkasa, or midorbonon like that deek in the Rambam. All right? That's what he says over here, just stop agav. Shemaiti b'shem chochem echad, shekos av de'efshad ein chay b'chinach al mitzach chiyuvis, kugon tfil and tzitzis da, ki kshiag li yetzoch lezeh, al kem chan chanoisa, kidei lahagos av adlus, av avails de'efshad shloi, yisra melech shigodl, hav amina de'ein chay b'chinach, al kem, that's why the Ritzkes had to write that he's chayv, he says hu dochok. But that's when he goes into this thing. Now, in Avodah Zarah, there's a Gemara, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, that they used to surfen al malachim. What? Oh, the Gemara brings different psukim with surfen al malachim that they used to take the clothes of the melech. Some say that's what they do by shrim by yachai. Some people hold that's where they serve the malachim the begodim on lag ba'omer. It's some sefer has old tshuva against it. It says it's mamish bal tashchis what they do, and it's not called darkei amayri. Right, that's what the Gemara says. But then it says, "Kesheim shesurfa malachim kach surfin al nesiyim ma'am surfa malachim itosin klei tashmishin umaisa shemaisa of gamliel azokin v'surfa love unkel sager shivim manatzuri." That's the Amoridika tsar from it, right? Which is worth shivim mana. And the Gemara says, "Sus shirachal avav yoikirid." And so forth. So the Gemara goes into a shaka v'tarya that would oikon al malachim. The Tosis asks later on. The Gemara asks later on tzaba alchaim. So Tosis says on Yud Aleph like this: In time of Milo Parch, he could tzaba alchaim. Could the Parch come on legabe if you do trade in a shuk of the zara? So he says bishum of bishum bal tashchus leka the kivin the lekvoide shomelach oisin kain. Ain kana shchosa ela heavy kemoi tachrichin shomei amona. You're allowed to buy expensive tachrichin. El sabachaim echuta. Yeshom eshani kvoid amel shukovet lekoisol vaosi kvoid rabim vedochi tzar balchaim. Tosis is it's doicha. So poshep shad sounds like in Tosis. Gabi tzar balchaim you say it's doicha. Legabi baltashes das heis nishkan baltashes. That's the poshep shad. Comes along the shulte gebarim in the back. So Shulta Gibram says that the pshat that you're allowed to go ahead and destroy this is because the essay of Kvoid Malachim is Doicha the Issa Bal Tashkis. First one, Toys Amashut Mitzat Chia. Secondly, if it's not Chia, Tzar Bal Chaim is not a lav. In fact, we don't really, it's not clear where the Issa Tzar Bal Chaim comes from. Right? We do the Gemara only says if you hold Tzar Bal Chaim the Reisa, Prika Teina, if Tzar Bal Chaim is the Reisa. In Sefer, in Rambam and Nevuchim, in Sefer Chassidim, it says, would he learn Tzabach Chaim? Because by Bilam, it says, Lama Hikisoni Zeh Shalosh Pomin. Vaistos is an Issa. It sounds like more of a logical Issa. That's already like an essay. An essay being Dach Essa doesn't need Be'idna. Baltashchis, which is an essay, which is a lav, I'm sorry, that mechatesi to say, it's doich, if it's not bidden, like Ben said, chutz from the fact that it's a lois of essay according to Ramban. But it's a shtickle chiddush that the Shulta Gebarim learns it, kiilu, you're allowed to do it, mitzad the din of essay doich lois essay. Taisis never says essay doich lois essay, Taisis, it's doich tzah b'achayim, that's a different thing. Or the klal is, an essay can be doich another essay, even if it's not bidden. Of what?
Wait,
how is it covered in
Malachim?
It is. I don't know. Chazal understood that this is called a kvayt for the Malachim by destroying the things, right?
Why is it not Be'idna?
What do you mean?
How is this?
You mean in this? I'm saying, oh, you're right. Over here it would be bid. It's Eser Deich, Ein Eser Deich Loisa Ve'Eser, right? I'm sorry, not bid. It would be Loisa Ve'Eser. I'm talking about the Gabi Stam Mitzvah. He says Mitzvah because of Eser Deich Loisa. But over here it would be bid. He's right. But the Gabe ain't as a dechalois of essay, that would be problematic. I just can't find the lashon.